I wouldn't be myself if I didn't cry, so. I might be the goat, a follower, but I'll try my best. Please bear with me. I was asked to give a testimony of what I do, to let you know what our family does. So for the past 11 years, we have been members of a Baptist church in Warsaw, Poland, where it's the church that actually Magda's father once founded. This church isn't very big on street preaching, but it is filled with people who love the Lord and serve the Lord. The last 5 years has been a very difficult time for this church. But even through that, the Lord has been faithful, and more people have come. There are many more members of the church, many families with children. God is faithful. Amen. Even though we don't have much street evangelism, some of the ministries that we do have, the brothers, there are a few brothers that go to the prisons every Saturday, not in Warsaw, but they travel about an hour and a half, to get to these prisons. And they have been preaching the gospel there for many years. These are people, oh, I'm ready. Yeah, I'm really ready. Thank you, though. I was too busy focusing on what to say before snorting into the microphone. Anyways, but they're very faithful in that many. I'm not sure how many people have been saved, but people that are not on the streets, cannot hear the gospel on the streets, can hear the gospel through these faithful brothers to preach the gospel there.
Amen.
Another blessing for me is our young people. There are quite a lot of young people. We have young people's meetings twice a month. I can't really say young people because the age range is from 14, my youngest son, and to 35. The youth leader is 41. But, praise God, they have one thing in common, and that's Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ will bring every age together. And so they are very faithful in leading our young people, these two brothers that lead the young people's meeting. They put a lot of focus on the young people. They also organize twice a year what they call mission weekends, where they invite Christian men, Christian young people from all over Poland to come to Warsaw for the weekend to have like a Bible study, like a mini conference. But also they get these young people out on the streets. Even though, like I said, our church is not focused on evangelism, they do it twice a year with more people from around Poland. So that's also a blessing. Not only that, but most of our young people are also involved in volunteering in Christian camps, which is a very big thing in Poland. A lot of Christian children go to these camps. Many of them get saved at these camps. So I praise the Lord for these active young people who serve the Lord in that way. Another ministry is for families with special needs. Their children are disabled. Two of our sisters, they're elderly sisters who themselves have children with need. They're not children anymore because they're over their 40s, but they have carried on this burden to have a ministry for families who have children with special needs. So once a month, it's been more often now. It was once every 3 years, 3 months, I'm sorry. But this last year, it's been a blessing because we've had more meetings for these families, with disabled families, where even the parents aren't always Christians, but they are blessed and encouraged that someone is taking an interest in their disabled children.
Amen.
There is a brother who, he's not a member of our church, but he comes because he has a desire to serve such people. So he comes to our church, we prepare lunch for them, And a blessing, the first time I was at one of these meetings, there was a girl who goes to these Christian camps for the disabled on a wheelchair. She's not saved from what I know, but she sang her heart out. She sang Christian songs. She sits in a wheelchair. She can't walk, but her hands were raised, praising God.
Amen.
And it humbled me because I'm not disabled. But how often am I embarrassed, ashamed? Anyways, more and more people have been coming out to these meetings, and so it's also a blessing to be part of that. Please pray for these women to continue to bless them, and so that they also might see fruit of their labors. So those are just a few of the ministries that are in our church that I want to share with you. Here we go. Our late pastor used to say, the more you have been blessed, the greater responsibility you have to give back to God.
Amen.
Again, the more you have been blessed, the greater responsibility you have to give back to God. And might I say, I have been tremendously blessed. It's something that motivates me, humbles me, and encourages me to give my life to Christ. I love the song, Count Your Many Blessings and See What God Has Done. Or however you say, count your many blessings and name them one by one. So I wanted to share with you a few of the things that God has blessed me. God's salvation, that alone is what should motivate all of us in this room that are saved to go and share the gospel.
Amen.
That alone. Just like Vinny was saying today. He saved us. We need to sacrifice our lives. That's one. Another one for me, and this is where it's going to get hard. Yes, I was raised in a Christian home to amazing parents. Not only did they teach us the Word of God, but they lived by the Word of God.
Amen.
They cleared the path for us to know God Almighty. They were faithful. They served Him. And they gave us an example. Not only do I have amazing parents, I have amazing siblings. Have I not been blessed? Just with those three things? The list goes on. I had the honor and privilege to be raised on the mission field. I was born in Mexico. I lived there for 9 years. We moved to Poland. I have been there basically ever since. But it is a great blessing to see God work in the lives of people around the world. That's another reason why I need to go. He has blessed me with a beautiful family, with a husband who loves me and takes care of me. He's a very hard worker.
Amen.
He might not speak English, but he does speak Polish. He has blessed me with three amazing children. Children that are healthy. I know families that have disabled children, and yet they serve the Lord. And I thank God for giving me healthy children to where it's easier for me to serve. During one of the most difficult times in our lives, when, you know, most people would stop trusting God, or it might get too difficult, we were unsure of what would happen in our lives with our children. But God blessed me again. And gave me the peace that only He can give.
Amen.
And though things were not clear, inside I had God's peace. I have been truly blessed. I am blessed to be here today. Not just myself, but with my family, my whole family, my husband after 16 years. But he decided to come visit. I am blessed. I am blessed because I speak Polish. So I can talk to Polish people. I can witness to those who don't speak English. Okay, but the list goes on. I have been tremendously blessed, and I would like to read from Romans 12. Romans chapter 12 and verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So in the chapters before, we learned that we are all sinners. We cannot save ourselves. Christ died for us, justified by faith, and we see God's mercy by grace. And this verse is not saying that because, you know, we are sinners and now we have to work on our salvation. No, it's because of God's grace that I'm able to stand here and say, it is my reasonable service. God has done so much for me. I am a debtor. Because of what Christ has done for us, the only reasonable response is to give our lives to Him. You don't have to be a missionary. I have to go back and listen to Matt's a message about ordinary Christians, because that's what I want to say. I'm an ordinary Christian. But then, yeah, that's big shoes to fill. You don't have to be a missionary or work on the mission field. It is all of our responsibility. Amen. Just like it says outside on the front, like going out, you are entering the mission field. Amen. We are all entering the mission field. And so now we're going into my mission field, which is Poland. I have lived there since I was 9. My greatest joy, one of my greatest joys, 4 years ago, Matt, you encouraged this church to visit the missionaries on the fields, to take part in what you are supporting, to see what the missionaries do, what their lives are like. And it brings me much joy that I have missionaries from this church in Poland. It brings me much joy to visit them, to help them, to encourage them. Brother Billy was preaching today about being selfish, and I have to say that it is selfish of me because I take much joy going. I like visiting the churches in Gdańsk. I have been to Olsztyn, but it's been a while. But it's a blessing to go there, a selfish blessing. I hope you are encouraged when we come to see how God is working in the lives of these Polish people. Amen. We go as a family, and I encourage you, if you have children, include them in your ministry. Amen. Let them take part. Let them learn as a young child. I speak from experience. I was raised on the mission field. I did always have the right reasons to go. I tried getting out of homeschooling because I have to help Dad pass out tracts. It's not always the best reason, but it gives them experience. Experience that they can learn at a young age, because once you get as an adult, it's even more difficult to get out there. Take your children. My kids find joy. We don't do it much, but when we do, they find joy in going out to the street evangelisms or racing up and down the stairs to put as many tracts in the mailboxes. It's a silly example. I don't know how much children here invite their friends from school to their birthday parties, but it's a big thing in Poland. If it's your birthday, children get so excited that they can take invitations to school. They take candy, they share it, and they invite their friends to the birthday party. Well, anyways, the last time we were in Gdańsk, my daughter says, she's 9, she says, Mom, it's just like a birthday party. We're going out to give people invitations to our birthday party, and then they all come to church and we have a party. And it's a simple, maybe a funny example, but isn't it a joy to give out those invitations so that people can get to know our Lord and Savior. And one day when we get to heaven, that's going to be a party. Of course, we would like more, but we'll take that one sinner that gets saved. Anyway, so I hope whenever we're in thanks that we are a blessing, but I still do it for myself. Another thing, 4 years, whenever the war broke out in Ukraine, it was a very busy time. Many people, many refugees came to Poland in general, but I'm proud of Poland and the Polish people because they helped these people. They really did. I never considered the Polish people to be open and helpful, but they proved themselves during the war. One of my friends posted on Facebook saying that she needed clothes for a young family that came. And so I shared her post, and the messages just started coming. So I took that on myself to receive all of these gifts that were given, clothes, even you guys here, many of you. I don't remember everyone, but many of you are here. Y'all have sent finances. Y'all have supported that ministry at that time. And with those finances, we were able to buy a lot of food. One of the churches that we know, they rented three houses to have many of the refugees there, and we were able to finance their food, their necessities that they needed. You have to understand that when the war broke out, these people fled with the clothes on their backs, with nothing. It was a lot of work. It was very overwhelming. I have pictures of my living room full of clothes, but the Lord blessed. And whenever I was weak and tired, He gave the strength to continue. During the time that we would transport the food, my neighbor helped us with it. And her brother happened to be a co-worker of the wife of the Polish ambassador to the Netherlands. And so she contacted her with me. And her name is Dominika. She contacted me and said, "Hey, listen, I have a lot of people willing, donating things. I need the middle person." It's good to be that middle person. It is a blessing. Anyways, so she had a lot of donators who gave many things, not only for the normal people, but also for the soldiers. They gave rolls and rolls and rolls of thick plastic to put up on the windows that had been shattered from the bombs. So she would send all of these things. There would be different kind of things that the Ukrainian soldiers needed, whether they were flashlights, whether they were candles to keep warm, different kind of equipment that they needed. And so Dominika would send the things to Warsaw. And then a church that we are familiar with in Ukraine, those brothers would come and they would take these supplies to Ukraine. And there, at that church in Ukraine, they had a ministry where people would come to the church and they were given a hot meal. They were given these supplies that the Polish ambassador's wife provided. I was able to witness to her, to give her the gospel.
Amen.
You know, we don't always see the fruit, but our responsibility is to sow that seed. My son and I, my oldest son, Jonathan and I, thanks to your finances, we were able to make over 100 sandwiches, handmade sandwiches. We bought some waters and some like fruit pouches to take to the train stations because people were coming in and going to different cities. Different countries even, to escape the war. And I don't know how long it took, but I think it was maybe 2 or 3 weeks before the New Testament was translated in Ukraine. Things went really fast. And we were also blessed with New Testaments. So we packed our bags with the food, the New Testaments, and we went to the train station and passed these out, giving the gospel to these people who were burdened with such a thing. I was able there to speak to a man who was on his way back to Ukraine. He was drunk, but we sat there for 2 hours and we witnessed to him. Again, I don't know what came of that man, but the seed was sown. So, once again, thank you all who supported that ministry. You had a part in it, and I pray that God blesses you for it. A few years ago, many years ago, another ministry, we have some friends who have a foundation, and they work mainly with orphans. They organize camps, they do counseling for marriages, they try to get Christian people to adopt these orphans. Every time they would come to our church and show us the videos of the whole camp, how it went, I would always break down, no surprise. Because you have a group of, let's say, 40 children coming, and you have counselors there with this big poster and their name, the name of these children. And they're waiting. So these kids from the bus, kids that have been, probably feel like outcasts. They come to the campgrounds and they see their name. Someone's waiting for them. The name of these camps is To Be, with the hopes that they are important. They do exist. For many years, I could not go. I told Tomek, the organizer of these camps, I said, Tomek, I really want to, but I can't emotionally. It's too much. I was scared I would get too attached to these children who needed someone to love them. But 2 years ago, God heard my prayers, and He again gave me that peace and says, go. Sorry. So I went. And yes, I am emotional. I cried the whole time holding that poster for a little boy named Kami. The special thing about these camps is a one-on-one basis. One counselor with one child for 7 days. It's a special time. A special time to get to know these children, to share the gospel with them, to give them hope, and hopefully for them to get to know the great love of the Father. The gospel is preached every day, twice a day, and we're just there to be with them, to be a blessing, to love them, to listen to them, to hug them. I think it was a month ago that I came back from one of these camps. It's my second time. And at this camp, one of the boys that came, this year I had a girl. Her name is Victoria. She's 12 years old. But one of the other boys, also I believe 12 years old, his name was Casper. He told his counselor, I've always dreamed to have a Bible. And guess what? There's Bibles at the camp. And his dream came true. He was given a Bible. A blessing for me was that Bible was the updated Thanks Bible. So that's an extra bonus for me, an extra blessing. Because my father had a part in that. He was faithful. And he finished the race with that project. Amen. And now kids in the orphanages have a chance to read the Word of God because that man was faithful. Amen. I am very proud, as you can see. But it is a blessing.
Yeah.
That it pays off to finish the race. It pays off to be faithful. I have been blessed.
Yeah. Amen.
Another one of the girls, Julia, she's 7. Her dream is to have a mom. To have a mom. How blessed are you?
Amen. Very blessed.
The girl that I was taking care of, Victoria. It was a challenge for me, and these camps are only a blessing to be able to just be there for the child, but they are very humbling. I learned I do not do well with drama. Who is it? Anyways, so I don't only go there to help, but God gives me lessons. I need to learn a few things to help these children. But she broke down the last day we were there, and she's like, I don't want to go back. She was crying, And she says, because we go back and we're sad because we've had the time of our lives for this week and we're sad. And the people that work at the orphanage are like, stop crying, go pack your stuff, go unpack your stuff, let's go. And she's like, she's helpless. She's helpless. She doesn't have the support that she needs in those homes. Pray for Victoria. The blessing in those camps is that it's not a one-time thing a year. We are able to visit these children. So unfortunately last year I wasn't able to visit Camille because that orphanage was giving troubles and nobody was able to visit. But it's not a one-time thing. We go back. We can visit them. We can still share the love. We can share the gospel that they are wanted. God loves them. There was a boy, again, who was there last year. I saw a complete change in him. His name is Camille. Not Camille, I'm sorry, Marcin. And last year he was very reserved, very quiet, only liked to go fishing, didn't take part in any of the singing, didn't want to answer any questions. But this time he was changed. I can't say that he's saved, but he's getting there. He also got a Bible. I have a picture of him. I said, Dad. At the last day, he broke down. He was very unemotional last year. This year, he got into the car. Tears were running down his face, and he just opened his Bible. The Lord is working. And from what I know, he's wanting to start going to the young people's meeting at the church that is located in his city. Excuse me. So that's the ministry that we have with children. Amen. One thing I have started, I guess it's been 3 years, is a ministry with the elderly women in our church. We call it the 60 plus group. I'm not there yet, but I hope to be a blessing to them. We meet once a month. We've been going over prayer the last 3 years. There is a woman there, her name is Teresa. Her husband and her daughter are saved. But she comes faithfully, and she is a blessing, but she's not saved. So, like I said at the beginning, the young people's, the age range is, you know, from 14 to 40. Here it's 40 to 70-something. So it's a blessing to have this fellowship with these elderly women, two of which are the ones that have the disabled daughters, so we can learn so much from them. We have gone on vacation together. We went to the mountains this last month, 2 months ago, and boy, do Polish women like climbing mountains. It's not for me. Again, I have been tremendously blessed. I already mentioned them, but my husband on Saturday, he invited you guys to Poland. He inherited a piece of land in the southeast part of Poland from his uncle, and it stays empty because I don't want to move there. I don't like ranches. I don't like small villages. I like people. But there is a lack of Christians there. In that region, there are only 2 million people, but there are very few churches. And as much as I don't like the village, it was David saying that he goes into the Mexican ranches. Well, we have a lot of ranches in Poland. So if anybody is willing to preach the gospel in the south, west, east side of Poland, you got some volunteers to help you.
Amen.
We are willing.
Amen.
I would much love to move here. To be close to family. Adi supports that. But you know what? I speak Polish.
Yeah.
So I can be used
sure.
In Poland. Young men, young women, you are young. It's easier to learn a difficult language when you are young.
True.
I bet Brother Brian can testify to that. So I encourage you. I invite you. My husband can smoke some really good homemade sausage. I know how to butcher a pig. I can help you. I think it was John Castillo. That kind of reel these people in. I'll make you a steak. Well, I'll make you some homemade sausage. Smoked sausage. Anyways, I have been tremendously blessed. Therefore, I go.
Amen.
How blessed have you been? Praise the Lord.